What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
Coming to you live from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, California.
Absolutely.
96
not.
Academy
Award. I'm not accepting this today.
Here's your host, Gerard Milligan.
Oh, shit. Gerard hosting the Oscars?
James III.
Wait a minute. Me too? Where did this happen?
And star of the show, Jonathan Braves.
Wow.
What does that even mean in this capacity?
Wow. As the host, he's the star of the show.
What does that mean within this context? Oscars.
I am
host,
confused.
Host and star of
star,
the show.
Star, yeah.
No.
For those of you, wait a minute. What am I saying? This is welcome to Black Man Can't Jump on Patreon, Red Circle. Thank you guys so much for subscribing and keeping our main podcast free. We really appreciate it. And I mean, we figured, hey, Oscars just happened. Some of us attended. You know, some of us didn't.
Some of us. Some of us attended.
Oh my goodness.
It's not that big of a deal, you know.
Some of us were directly behind Emma Stone when she got
when she received her. Some of us did that, James. Some of us did that.
That sounds like more than one of us did it. And when you say
it's just a lot of one being, you know?
That sounds like at least two of us. That seems like there's three of us here. And if some of us did it, then that would imply at least two of us were there at the show. You know, I wasn't there. I know I wasn't there. Rob, were you at the show?
No, I was watching it with a bunch of other people who weren't there, but we had fun though.
Oh, okay. That's
okay.
Fun.
Well, I wonder who is Bray talking about.
I want to hear about that experience. Guys, we are I do. It's we are gonna review the 96th Academy Awards 2024.
I gotta get this right out there. I didn't watch. I told y'all I didn't watch.
Famously has stopped, you know.
I don't never watch because typically Kat is like into it, like really wants to watch. She went over to Andy Kimmler is solo parenting right now. And so she took Maddie over there and they watched as much as they could while they were wrangling babies. And she got back before it was over. So yeah. Mm. So I don't know, but I saw like a couple clips. So I could talk about the clips.
I mean, yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the clips are honestly the show. Yeah, how do we want to do this?
Tell us about your experience, bro. You was there. Tell us about the process.
Well, I feel like I feel like the meat of this episode is Bray's experience. We can just kind of
generally what are we supposed to say about this joint?
Half kind of talk around it. Okay, wait, what y'all think of the monologue? Let's start with the monologue.
Should I talk about the red carpet experience?
Go through the night. We'll go through the night.
Heck yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We'll get tidbits from Bray. As we go through the night. This is good. Okay, I like this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that.
Try, did you watch the red carpet at all?
So I didn't see the red carpet. It took me 45 minutes to go from West Hollywood to like Hollywood because of the...
Right, because you're going in the... Yeah.
I had to go across. So it took me... I missed it all.
For those that don't know, that's not that far. He did not have to go very far at all.
It normally takes me 15 minutes, maybe less. It took
that's
me
a
almost
lot of
that's
traffic.
Crazy. That's absurd. I hate that.
But no, so I missed it. I didn't even see highlights. I saw Bredo. Bray's wife was texting me, you see him on the red carpet. I was like, no, I missed it. And I just got like a flood of photos. Actually, people, I have friends in New York send me photos of Bray on the red carpet, actually.
Oh, funny.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I sent them to Tessa. I ain't sending them to you, but you know.
The red carpet, like, okay, so the experience, like we get in and like almost immediately it's like, there's like, hey, there's like the main ABC, you know, host is like by themselves to the right on like kind of like almost like an exclusive part of the red carpet that like the famous people go down. So I didn't go with Rami there. You know, I think guests were allowed to come, but it was like, I don't know. The publicist was there. So the publicist, yeah. I think, wanted to make sure Rami got his spotlight, which is totally cool. And I was cool to not be there. And so I went to the other side. And then after he did that interview, he gets over. And then there's like a whole row of like all the other people, you know, like you got, you know, like Entertainment Tonight and like Extra and Variety and the New York Times and, you know, all of the other outlets are like here. So I was like kind of standing off to the side, but like, you know, going with him. And because there weren't that many people there, I mean, there were a lot of people there, but like, because like I was like kind of close, like I think I was behind him for a couple of his interviews. So I think people saw me, depending on which network you were watching, you might have caught me in the background, just kind of standing there. And I think it was like Entertainment Weekly or something like that. Entertainment Tonight.
That's the one I saw. It was Entertainment Weekly. Yeah.
And that was the one that I was like really, I was like close enough to him that I could actually hear the conversation. And I knew I was in the frame of the camera. But then I was like, well, I'm obviously going to stay here. I'm not going to move. Obviously stay right here.
You don't want the image of you like half shuffling off, like
just like I'll be here, and like they don't care because that's what this is, so I'm just there, just look nice there. And and so we were wearing pins, which won't talk too much about, but there's like slight controversy with that, which is sad. The pins, all of just for all of our listeners, the record, it's the pins are artists for ceasefire. It's specifically calling for a ceasefire in the region, for the release of the hostages by Hamas, and for Israel, the Israeli government, to stop indiscriminately bombing Palestine because thousands of people are dying. Should be pretty non-controversial. Somehow it is, because obviously this conflict is a very,
very controversial.
You know, very sensitive subject. That said, that's what the pin stood for. Rami was talking about it. Several other people were wearing it, including Billie Eilish and Phineas, her brother, and Mark Ruffalo.
Two-time Oscar winner Billie Eilish.
Yeah, now two-time Oscar winner Billie Eilish.
Damn.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
Do you know how young she is?
Bro, I didn't know she was that young until I heard it. 22, bro?
But to be a two-time Oscar winner, and it's in the music category, right? It's
For best song.
Yeah, she won for Bond in this one.
Yeah, to do it twice, period, is a right? Like that's
a huge accomplishment.
Let alone to be as young as she is.
That means when she got Bond, she was under like 20.
That's
She was born in 2000. She was born after 9/11. Anyway, I guess since we're talking about her, I will say I did get to meet her.
Hey,
she's a fan of Rami, and she is genuinely, first of all, I mean, I guess we could talk about her performance later, but her performance was incredible.
Great,
in person.
Great.
And
I didn't see it.
And she is genuinely like one of the nicest people. Like she is so sweet and kind, and like so is her brother, and like they're both so nice and lovely. And it was like in a way that felt like really genuine, not just like the niceness that everybody, because at the end of the day, everyone is going to be nice at the Oscars, you know? Mm. But like, I don't know. There are some people you could just kind of feel, you know what I mean? Like you're just like, nah, that's real. Like this is the real you.
What you're really saying is like, everybody's fake. Like most of them were fake. That's
the let me tell you something, James. Including me. Including me. Oh boy, was I was I telling every person I shook hands with that was nominated or in a category, great job, you were great, good luck, I love your work. I mean, I wasn't going that hard, but like, for sure, ain't no, like, I've definitely met some people who's work I'm not always a fan of. I was not saying anything about that. I would never have said it.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Anywho.
Jonathan Braylock. James III. Drum Milligan. What more can I say? You know what it is. Black men can jump.
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!